For WSKG, I'm Matt Richmond. The company that operates the Chemung County Landfill wants to expand its capacity by 230,000 tons per year. Members of the county legislature will review the proposed expansion one last time tonight before sending it on to the state for final approval. In 2011, 59,000 tons of drill cuttings were dumped at the Chemung County Landfill. In 2012, the number went up to 66,000 tons. Drill cuttings are the rock and mud that come up when a well is drilled. New York does not allow fluids or flowback from fracking operations. Everything coming into New York comes up before a well is fracked. But there are concerns that the rocks coming up from Marcellus Shale wells, like the ones drilled in Pennsylvania, are dangerously radioactive. Gary Abraham is the lawyer for Citizens for the Preservation of Loman and Chemung. Abraham is working to block Casella Waste Systems' proposed expansion, saying its main effect will be to bring more potentially hazardous waste into Chemung.
Casella is diverting much of the county's waste to other landfills, and more than 80% of the waste that goes into the landfill comes from other jurisdictions outside the county. So the county's lost control of their landfill.
According to the yearly report filed by Casella, out of the close to 180,000 tons of garbage that went to the landfill in 2012, only 28,000 tons was municipal waste from Chemung County. County Executive Tom Santulli says the county is happy with the way Casella runs the landfill. Santulli says they have an excellent compliance record, and this expansion was part of the agreement with Casella when the county turned the landfill over. Casella has voluntarily installed radiation meters at the entrance, and Santulli says it's not up to the county to say whether rocks from the Marcellus Shale are hazardous.
This isn't Tom Santulli that decided that drill shavings can be taken at the landfill. It's permitted by DEC in consultation with the EPA.
During tonight's legislature committee meetings, Casella will present its final environmental review of the expansion. Legislators will ask questions, and the review will be sent to the Department of Environmental Conservation for final permitting. According to Santulli, the permit could still be a year away. Opponents of the expansion plan to pressure the DEC to take a closer look at the drill cutting issue. In Binghamton, I'm Matt Richmond for WSKG.